football on Off the Ball.
It could probably be France in the semi-final, and it will just all come down to that. The entire judgment on Southgate and England will come down to that, and if England can beat France.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball. With Optimum Nutrition. The official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan, and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up on today's GAA Daily, the draw has been made for the All-Ireland Football Championship quarterfinals. Laois and Down have made it to the Tailteann Cup final, and Cork and Clare have advanced to the All-Ireland Hurling Championship semi-finals. But first, reigning champions Dublin will face Galway in this year's All-Ireland Football quarterfinals. Kerry have been drawn to face Derry in what is a repeat of their semi-final clash last year. The other ties will see Armagh play Roscommon and Donegal go up against Louth. All four matches will take place at Croke Park next weekend, with specific fixture details set to be confirmed later on today. Laois and Down will contest this year's Tailteann Cup final. Laois had a 5-point win over Antrim in yesterday's semi-final. Down meanwhile needed extra time to see off Sligo. The final is set for Croke Park on July 13th. Laois boss Justin McNulty says it was a good performance from his side.
Thrilled by the manner of the performance, thrilled by the way the game ebbed and flowed, but at crucial moments our fellas really stood up. With things, the momentum changed big style. We hit the crossbar there within the pitch and got that almost sucker punch goal, and then having a couple of big turnovers, and it looked, Jesus, it just doesn't look like our day. But for the fellas to maintain their composure and to have dug out a result the way they did, I think it's, they deserve huge credit for that, for their resilience and for their mental toughness that they exhibited in spades on the pitch.
Justin, you've probably been very disappointed the way you started both halves, but the flip side of that, as you touched on there, the character to grow back into the game, it looked like it was maybe going against you slightly.
Yeah, I think it definitely looked like we were in trouble big style, and the fellas maintained their composure and kept executing the game plan as best they could, and there were numerous chances we left not on the scoreboard, so we know there's big area for improvement there, but they just kept grinding, the grit and grind they exhibited was phenomenal, and we're very pleased with that.
Yeah, it looks like the Y count wasn't very pretty, moves weren't going well, but what do you put that down to? Is it muscle memory from the training ground or whatever, just give up?
One of those days where scoring wise, you know, we weren't as clinical as we needed to be, but yeah, it was just never so die attitude, and I think probably the fact that Antrim had exhibited such resilience over the last number of games, we thought, geez, we they don't have a monopoly on that, so we have got to try and match that, and the fellas did so.
Down boss Conor Laverty meanwhile says his side showed great character to see off Sligo.
A titanic battle, but we knew that was going to be in the way of this game. We knew Sligo were a very well equipped team, seeing their performances over the past number of months, particularly their performance against Galway in the Cardiff Championship. We knew what they were going to bring, but just delighted about the character that this young Down team showed then. Probably listening to the sending off was probably a big turning point in the game. Momentum is a massive thing in football at the minute. Whenever it turns in, it's very hard to get back. But I just felt that I'm really proud of this group because they are a very young group, and they've suffered some poor defeats here. This past couple of times we've been here with Meath last year and Westmeath, and whenever games were going away against us, we probably felt that we didn't show the character that we needed to get ourselves back into the game. So I'm really, really proud of them.
That must be really satisfying, like, you can't buy you getting over the line in a game like that.
Yeah, and listen, people say, question this down team on like why they weren't able to do that, but everybody knows you can't buy experience. You can't buy them situations. You just have to be in them time after time after time. And even from my own experience, like, you know that you learn more from defeats, but you learn every time that you come here, you take something away from it. So it's really valuable learning over this past, I think it's 3 times now that we've been here. And I think that maybe definitely paid effect then coming down the home straight.
Cork's hurlers will face reigning All-Ireland champions Limerick in their semi-final clash on Sunday, July 7th. The Rebels booked their place in the last four with a 5-point win over Dublin on Saturday. This was the reaction of Cork boss Pat Ryan.
Get your hand off for this kind of after the Clare game. So look, huge congratulations to the players.
had a huge challenge from Dublin outside. Probably wasn't the best of hurling as regards that, but look, we dug out a win, a whole panel win, lots of finish combined, and gave us a bit of bite off it. Obviously had a small bit of sickness going around the squad as well, which didn't help, so look, get fellas right and hopefully be ready to go on to Easter.
Was the early start a factor, do you think, in the way the game played out?
Sure, I suppose it was a bit dead-like, do you know what I mean? I think that was the same for both of us, kind of wides and stuff like that. So look, I suppose, but it was the same for both teams.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you could see, I suppose it's very hard to have a really high-standard match at Co-op as well on a Saturday, so that's what we saw.
And didn't get any goals today. I suppose maybe unlucky to get one very early on and things might have been different. Is that a kind of a disappointment for you?
I usually say we know where we're at, as regards the ability we have in the inside forwards. But look, in fairness, they defended well. They kept fellas back. They were physical in the tackle and what they wanted to do. And we knew they were they've a very good full-back line there. Obviously, Owen O'Donnell is a fantastic player. So,
yeah.
From our point of view, look, we still created chances and probably could have taken a couple of them. Very disappointing, I suppose, one too early. And that would have given us a bit of a launch back.
Clare will face Kilkenny in the All-Ireland semi-final for the third consecutive time on Saturday, July 6th. That game will start at 3 o'clock. The banner saw off Wexford on Saturday afternoon, 228-119. And boss Brian Lunn was certainly happy to have gotten over the line.
Yeah, sure, back to where we wanted to be. We're under pressure after the loss the last day get back. Back winning and pressure on our lads. They responded fairly well, as they always do, and showed a good bit of resilience and toughness and came out with the result.
One of the points you've been making regularly this year has been the importance of the panel, and I think that was really shown today. You made a change or two, everybody Ibrahim contributed.
Yeah, we've a great bunch. There's we're carrying a panel of 40 players, and they're very competitive and very ambitious bunch. They want to do well, and for one reason or another, we've done a lot of things well this year, but we haven't jumped the biggest fences, and that's what we have to get to. We've a big fence coming against us now, and we have to take that on.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.